Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's get headlines here. Start out the 3 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
These headlines, they're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Game 6 tonight, 8:30 p.m. at the TD Garden in Boston. Miami can force a Game 7 with a victory.
8.5-point underdogs tonight, the Miami Heat. We talked about it briefly in the 2 o'clock hour. Jimmy Butler over-under on points tonight, 22.5. Bam Adebayo over-under on points, 16.5. Jason Tatum is at 27.5. And Jaylen Brown is at 24.5.
I don't, for some reason, never mind. I feel good about right Bam there. For some. I'm just,
no,
beat. That's
no,
why I have no
never
guts.
Mind. No, never mind.
I feel good
Bam,
about Bam.
Never mind. Never mind.
It's Bam. He can run. He's healthy. He, like, Bam, take over. He scored 31 a couple nights. Well, about two.
Never mind.
We didn't even talk about how Bam Adebayo in Game 5 for the first three quarters seemed passive, and it wasn't until the Heat were down 20 points with about 8 minutes left. Then he went to work down low.
You were criticizing him on Twitter, and then people were criticizing you for jumping on Bam.
Yeah, well, there's also like this weird thing with Bam where people think he's not good because – of, you know, the lapse in offensive performances and the inconsistency. I mean, Bam Adebayo has proven that he's a building block for the future. There's no doubt, but it's frustrating. First three quarters, you want him to be aggressive. He's not. And then you're down 20. Now, all of a sudden, when you need three-pointers, Bam Adebayo goes 7 straight possessions to the paint. It didn't make sense.
The question to me about Bam, because he was an all-star a couple seasons ago, is he going to be one of those one-time aberration all-stars, or is he going to become a regular all-star big? Like, where do you think? Because since he's been in that all-star game, you would, yeah, I'll tell you where I would lean. I would lean that it was a one-time aberration.
Yeah. Like, you're talking about the bigs. You're talking about, like, he has to compete with Joel Embiid every year, Karl-Anthony Towns every year.
I
like,
mean,
they're natural scorers. Bam's not a natural scorer.
We were talking about him in those terms, weren't we, Solana? I mean, he was a really versatile big, can bring the ball up if need be. He's not afraid to bang underneath. Like, he really gives you a lot. It's just not enough now on a consistent basis. What do you think, Solana? Do you think he's going to be a regular all-star? Because that was the conversation we were having a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, I think if this year he hadn't gotten hurt, he would have been an all-star. I don't think his single all-star appearance was an aberration. It's difficult because we see the Joel Embiid, we see the Jokic performances, we see the future of the big, right, that position. And it's guys who can hit three-pointers, who have a consistent jump shot, who get the ball face up, attack the rim, put the ball on the floor. And Bam Adebayo, all season long, has been asked to set hard screens, be efficient in the dribble handoff with the shooters, Max Strus and Duncan Robinson, and hit the occasional jump shot, but really just work on the glass, putbacks. Like, that's what has been asked of him. And now all of a sudden, the Heat don't have scoring because Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler are hurt. Tyler Hero's out. And we need somebody to fill that void. And he did it in game three. And everybody's like, see, you can do it. But he's not used to doing that. We're asking him to do things that, one, maybe he's capable of, but not consistently. And two, he wasn't asked of through an 82-game season. So it's difficult for me to say he's not going to be an all-star. He can't be that guy.
Way that you're describing him, though, is not an all-star.
I think he is an all-star.
You're describing this is what we ask him to be, and he can't do it.
We're asking him to be that guy right now in terms of scoring because our best scorers are out. But that doesn't mean, right, like just scoring doesn't equate to being an all-star. Draymond Green is an all-star. Nobody denies that in the NBA, but he's not asked to go out and score 30 points a game. He has a role, and he makes everybody around him better. And I think Bam Adebayo is that important to the Heat, but he's never going to be the guy from a scoring perspective that can carry a team. So if that's your question, no, he'll never be that guy.
No, I don't think you need him to be a scoring guy.
No, his ceiling's like Rudy Gobert. Defensive player of the year, work hard, blocks, you know, does everything his team asks him to do, but he's never going to drop you 30 back-to-back-to-back nights.
I mean, the thing with Bam, though, is he really is the number two guy next to Jimmy, right? So when Jimmy's dinged up, if Bam is healthy, he needs to take over a game. You see it occasionally, but you don't see it on a consistent basis. That's the disconnect for me.
Yeah. He can do it one night, but like I just pulled up Rudy Gobert's numbers. His career, he's a 12-11-1 guy. Like, he'll get into double digits, but he's not scoring 30. He's gonna get double digit rebounds, and Bam can do that. Bam's a double double machine, but that's it. Like, his offensive skill set is not there. Robert Williams is choking him to death right now. His offensive skill set is not that of a Joel Embiid, of a Karl Anthony Towns, of those big guys that can go get them buckets down low. Hey, you go back to the old centers.
What do you think about this text? Find a damn center and let Bam eat against smaller players. There's some validity to that, no?
If he's the four, I think he'd be a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, we've said that, right? Like, find a center, let Bam play the four. But in this NBA, your five is Bam Adebayo. Like, he's a perfect five for this NBA.
So why does Jokic and Joel Embiid, why are they great five?
They're the anomaly. I mean, can we trade for Joel Embiid? Okay, perfect. Then, yeah, put Bam next to him. Okay.
Well, I have a feeling you might have to package up Bam to go get Joel Embiid.
But this idea that Bam Adebayo needs a true center next to him, that he can't score, now you want to put Bam, who can't shoot from three, at the four? You're just adding another big piece that's clogging the paint, which, by the way, is the way the Heat get points. They attack the basket, and that's what opens up shooters. They've been so efficient from three because most of their looks are open. Why? Because defenses have to protect the paint from Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, and Bam Adebayo getting into the paint. And the reason why the Heat aren't hitting shots is because Jimmy Butler can't get to the paint. Kyle Lowry can't get to the paint because they're hurt.
Which is when Bam needs to take over. I mean, that's my only.
I agree.
That's really why I brought it up.
Because I agree, Hawk. But
obviously, Kyle is injured. Obviously, Jimmy's injured, and one of your scorers, Tyler Hero's not even out there. So that's the only reason I bring up the Bam question is that because Crowder said it like, 18 and a half. Yeah, he's got to go to 30 tonight. Like it adds up. Bam needs to go for 30 tonight if they want to get to a game seven.
Yeah, I agree. But throughout the entire season, you ran your offense one way. They were the best 3-point shooting percentage team in the NBA, doing it that way. Asking Bam not to be a guy who's going to go drop you 30 a night, but just get boards, set good screens, cut to the rim, be a slasher at the elbow or at the dunker spot. And that's how he excelled. And now, all of a sudden, because of injuries, you're asking him to go out there and be Charles Barkley. And he's not.
No, I'm actually not. I was asking whether he's going to be a perennial all-star or not. And what you described was a season where he was not an all-star, but they had great success. So, you know what I mean? So, all I'm saying is the answer that you're giving me is kind of, no, he's not a perennial all-star, but he's a major cog in a one-seeded team. which is fine. You know what I mean? Like, you're answering one thing, but then you're giving examples that kind of prove it wrong.
No, because he was only not an all-star this season because he was out so many games. He missed a third of the season. If Bam Adebayo was healthy and had a full 82-game season or whatever, 72-game season, he would have been an all-star. I don't think that's a question. Defensively, what he provides... It's almost unmatched in the NBA. There's only a handful of guys who can do that.
But when you say it's almost unmatched, I mean, we're looking at it through these Heat fan prism here. He wasn't even a top three finalist for Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay, but he was certainly in the top five. Okay. I mean, the numbers are out. Okay, he's a top five defender in the NBA. Ceiling. That's an all-star.
And Rudy Gobert's better than him. Can we all agree on that?
No.
I'd rather have Bam than Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert is the most overrated player in the NBA.
He's a defensive player of the year candidate every single year, no matter what's going on, Solana.
There's no doubt. Like he's not
all-star numbers, fellas. All-star aggression on the offensive side. Just through the Boston series. Game one, he took 4 shots. Game two, he took 6 shots. Game three, he took 22 shots and scored 31 points. Came back game 4 and took 5 shots. Then last night he took 15 and scored 18. He doesn't even want to shoot the ball. He doesn't even attempt to shoot the ball. He doesn't even want to be that guy that's the center of an offense. My thing is that he has to be that guy that we're talking that he's not.
Put the bet in.
We're falling apart at the seams. All right, go ahead. Can we finish up the headlines?
Bro. I just put the foreclosure note on my windows this morning.
Crowder,
Can I stay with you tonight?
I'll give you $1,000 if you watch 82 Jazz games next year and still tell me that Rudy Gobert is a better player than Bam.
Rudy Gobert gets a lot of national pub, right? People like Rudy Gobert, but I'd rather have Bam in a heartbeat. I'm not dismissing. Rudy Gobert happens to be a great defender. I'm not arguing that, but I'd rather have Bam.
The Warriors, they'll be in the NBA Finals. They beat the Mavs yesterday.
He's a better defender.
I think Crowder might be a little far behind here.
Yeah, Crowder, Solana. Crowder, reset because you're 3 minutes behind.
Crowder, game 6 is over. Can you tap twice if you hear us?
I'll run through these, Hawk. Canes baseball versus Wake Forest.
The headlines?
At 3 p.m.
How far behind he is. It's unbelievable. He's laughing right now, by the way, at the they already lost game 6 joke. It's not what I'm saying currently. He just got that. I'm not even joking.
Canes baseball, they're playing Wake Forest right now in the ACC tournament because of our Bam Adebayo debate. I am not prepared with the score, but we'll have that for you. Steven is telling me it's either 1-0 or 10-0. One or the other. 1-0. Canes are up.
All right, very good.
Marlins open up a 3-game series in Atlanta tonight. 7:20 is your first pitch. There's some big soccer action tomorrow. The Champions League final. It's Liverpool, Real Madrid at 3, and then Inter Miami. They host the Portland Timbers at 8 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale.
Doing an actual show with the actual radio. You know the guy Radio? That's my partner. This is out of
Thank
nowhere.
You, Jimmy.
He just heard the 305 alarm.
Planning your summer road trip?
That's great.
Hollandaise sauce.
I'm in a time warp. This is ridiculous.
You're traveling through a wormhole. It's like, it's a great point,
Coop. Opened up.
Planning your summer road trip. Take the
road. Go, Mike Marchant. Finish the headline.
Planning your summer road trip, take the road towards more fuel savings with Racetrack Rewards and save at the pump. Plus, you can Earn free food and drinks. Download the app today. Racetrack. That's T-R-A-C. No K. Whatever gets you going. Terms and conditions apply.
Is that really in the copy?
No, but I mean, you have to let people know it's Racetrack with no K.
Everybody knows Racetrack, the gas station.
No, they don't.
It's T-R-A-C.
No, they
yes,
don't.
They do.
You're saying everybody, like, that's something you know. That's not something everybody knows.
Everybody knows Racetrack is with a C.
Okay. What if you've grown up your entire life next to a Chevron, like I have? Then you wouldn't go to a Racetrack.
The only Racetrack I've ever seen is the one by the old radio station on 441 and, like, 191st.
But
everybody knows.
There's one right across from Hard Rock Stadium, like two blocks before Hard Rock Stadium.
I think that's the one I just described.
No, it's not the one you described.
The one on 441 by 191st.
Not the one on 441. There's one on University Drive right before you get to Hard Rock Stadium. It's across the street from Hard Rock, like three blocks before.
Oh, by the Walmart?
On the other side. From the
Where
other
Sonic
coming,
is.
Yeah, coming from the turnpike.
The from the cigar bar.
Yeah,
cigar
Denny's. Bar Denny's and the Sonic.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE.
You can't tell me Solana's not in a bad mood. Why'd you get so angry that you were describing a different racetrack?
It's not that I got angry. It's that I'm telling you there's a racetrack, and you're like, well, no, that's the one I'm telling you. And it's like, no, I know the one you're referring to. We worked across from a racetrack. I was there for five years.
Sounds like
there's
he's
another
very
racetrack.
Agitated by the other racetrack. Like it, you can't say you're not in a bad mood when you're this hyper over the other racetrack.
Because why can't you just believe me that there's another racetrack? Instead, you have to come
it's
in. You have to barge in.
I don't believe you. I acknowledge there's one over there. I thought you were talking about the one that I had just mentioned.
No, I think you're talking about the one I just mentioned. No, I'm referring to a different one.
Boy, someone is sensitive
just
today.
Trust me
man.
On this.
I'm telling you, not, fellas, my therapist shouldn't be around these type of environments. This is nasty.
From the
but how can I trust you on this when you didn't even know it was spelled with just a C?
I did. I'm
no,
just
you
making
didn't.
Sure
you
other
said
people,
no one knows this and that you didn't know it.
I did know it. I'm just making sure other people are aware. Maybe you were going to download the app, which you should, because they sponsored our headlines, and you were going to type in Racetrack with a K. It would be an
and
honest
you don't
mistake.
Think, you don't think you would get to Racetrack with a C if you put in Racetrack with a K?
I don't know. I'm just making sure. I'm just double checking.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It is partly cloudy outside. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
He's going to tell us at some point what was wrong this week, because there's something going on with him, and I just can't figure out what it is. But he's way too agitated over where that racetrack is. Like it's so inconsequential. And he is just huffing and puffing. So we'll find out at some point, I'm sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.